Well, let me say good evening, good afternoon to all of you. I'm extremely happy for all of you to be here. Thank you for coming. The tensions and the emotions are running high, but we get through this. We have some of the challenges days ahead of us. We know that both the main reason we are here is to tell everybody, take a deep breath, stand back, and calm down. The images and the reports that our region is preparing for war are unfortunate. What you don't see are the many images of people from all walks of life working together to ensure peaceful protests and work on long-term solutions. Those make up the majority of the people in the St. Louis region. Rumors on social media, leaks from the grand jury, and relentless media attention are inflaming tensions and creating hysteria, and we all need to be more responsible in what we do and how we communicate. Our expectation is that people will exercise their rights and raise their voices in a legal, constructive manner. Law enforcement is prepared to deal with the few who are intent on doing otherwise. Our region is at a crossroads, but I believe we are, as a community, will deal with this situation the way we always have, by working together over time. Our strength is our people. I am encouraged by the dialogue with the protesters and those who just want to make things better. That's where our focus needs to be in the long term. I believe the majority of the people are focused on just that. We have already begun to see the tangible progress. Police are making changes. Courts are making changes. We are looking at longer term projects. The bottom line is this. The grand jury decision is going to be whatever it's going to be. The issue is, regardless of what the grand jury decision is what do we want our community to be? So we are asking everyone to calm down, take a deep breath, step back, don't buy into hysteria, and instead challenge the energy into building a better and more positive community. Together, as we work together, it will make a great difference. And that's one of the reasons why Mayor Slay and I, it is important that the regional leaders work together in this opportunity and effort. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce my good friend, the mayor of the city of St. Louis, Mayor Francis G. Slay. Mayor?
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Good to be here with you. And your offices in St. Louis County, as you know, for many years, Charlie and I have worked together on a whole host of issues that impact the St. Louis region. And I can tell you that what we're here to talk about today is probably the most important things, that some of the things that we've been working on for all these years together. Yesterday, you heard Governor Nixon talk about the states and the region's public safety efforts and preparations that are underway. And Charlie and I talked afterwards and felt that we had some things to say as well. And we wanted to get together and talk to you and talk to the people we represent about that. Neither of us know what's going to happen with the grand jury or what will happen thereafter. But we can tell you that both the city government and the county government are working together very closely to prepare for whatever is to come when that does happen. We are going to keep people and their homes safe, always. And that's our number one main effort and that we're undertaking. We are going to protect the constitutional rights of the peaceful protesters. We are going to move our region forward regardless of what happens. You will hear more tomorrow from Chief Belmar and Chief Dotson. They are well prepared. Preparation certainly includes the training of the men and women of their departments and discussing tactics. But it also includes listening to the demonstrators, agreeing where they can on their request, and keeping the open lines of communications to prevent misunderstandings. I have directed Chief Dotson to make it part of his mission to protect the constitutional rights of the peaceful protesters, to keep them, give them some leeway where possible to occupy public spaces if that is their choice. But I've also told him that it is his first job to keep all of our citizens safe and to prevent violence and looting. Violence is not a constitutionally protected right. Damaging property is not constitutionally protected. Inciting violence that is an immediate threat is not protected by the Constitution. We will not tolerate any of it. We will do everything we can, working together, to prevent that. I have a great deal of confidence in our police officers, and I want to say that again. I have a great deal of confidence in our police officers. They are not part of the problem, but they will necessarily be part of the solution, and we all need to know that and be assured of that. They are making great personal sacrifices to keep all of us safe. We should respect them, and I do. I support them. We should support them, and I want you to know that they have my full confidence. Regardless of what the grand jury does, regardless of public reaction, life in St. Louis will go on. Much of my focus is on how different a life will be in our region as we go forward. How do we make St. Louis a more just place for everyone? How do we build trust between our police departments and all of the people that they serve? How do we address the concentrated poverty that is at the center of all of this that we're talking about? We have begun some important conversations and have made some very important starts working together. Already, we are going to expand our summer jobs program for at-risk youth and have dismissed arrest warrants for thousands of our residents who have missed their court dates for minor traffic offenses. We've also been working with the governor and our congressional delegation on an initiative to put 3,000 out-of-school and unemployed people to work. We are partnering with our African-American police officers so that we can recruit more African-Americans within our department, so our department is even more reflective of the communities that they serve, so that the department will be stronger and there'll be a better communication and better trust between the department and the people of St. Louis. And we're also close to a compromise on creating a civilian oversight board to improve our police department, again, to strengthen the department and improve trust and communication between the department and the community they serve. Charlie and I believe that it is important that all our constituents know that we are going to do everything we can to keep them safe during these demonstrations, all of them. It is also important for all of our constituents to know that we will get through this and that we are already laying the groundwork for being a very different and a much better region, and that change is necessary, inevitable, and irreversible. So with that, we'll take some questions.
Can you go so far as to say that you have confidence in this grand jury process and that people should respect the outcome?
What I will tell you is this. I have, we have a system in place that, that's been in place for a long, long time. And one where, you know what, these are human beings doing the very best they can in a very difficult circumstance. You know, what I can do is I can't control, nor do I have any impact on what happens and how it happens, but what I have to do is concentrate on what I've been charged to do, and that is to make sure we help protect the people,
but I mean,
and we move forward as a region.